You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky with you right now. And Buck, I thought at the start of the show, this is unplanned, but I want to have a contest with you. Nabil, our producer, had his birthday December 7th. So if we go based off of our knowledge of Nabil, let's guess what time Nabil went to bed on his birthday evening. I'll give you the first guess at it here, Buck.
Ooh. Birthday evening, Nabil. Nabil is still kind of a youngster, so I'm thinking it's probably the life. You know, DJ, I'm thinking it might have been a 4 a.m. day for Nabil. I think Nabil might have been pointing it up a little
bit. Yep. That's a good guess. So. I'm going to go 2:30. I'm going to say 2:30 is when he got that night wrapped up here. Nabil, you want to jump on our ear and tell me what you did here? What time you went to bed? 11:30 p.m. Are you buying that, Buck?
11:30.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I would scrub his social media and just kind of check and see if they verify that, because those things are timestamped when he takes Instagram.
There's some tweets.
The stories and all that other stuff. Like, that's what I would do, to make sure that he's being on the up and up, because I just can't imagine that guy being around at 11:30. No way. No how.
No. Probably have to go on Snapchat, though, and that's not our forte. So we'll never know how that went down there with Nabil. 11:30, not buying it. All right, a lot to get to today. We want to talk about Baker Mayfield, his new situation with the Rams. They have a Thursday night game. We might see him in action tonight. Again, hit on that a little bit. You've got a great article out looking back at the 2020 quarterback class. It's a good time to do it, as Herbert and Tua are going to square off on Sunday Night Football. Also throw into the mix there Jalen Hurts, what he's done, as well as Joe Burrow, who was the first pick in that draft. You've kind of gone back and re-ranked those guys. So that'll be a fun discussion. Then we'll take a peek at the end here on the college football playoff, what we're looking forward to there. But let's start, first of all, I was thinking of you because you've long kind of espoused the theory, the Al Davis mantra of don't quit on talent. And if you get guys that were high draft picks in one place, collect them all, and we're going to give them another shot, with the theory being they were high picked for a reason. With that in mind, I would imagine you're in favor of this move. It doesn't cost them hardly anything here for the Rams.
No, like here's the thing. Like regardless of what I may think about Baker Mayfield as a player, he was a former number one overall pick. He has had some level of success in the National Football League. You're getting him at a huge discount to finish the rest of the season. And so if you are a guy who looks at Baker Mayfield and you like the talent and you believe that he could thrive in your system, yeah, it's, look, a no-risk deal to bring him in, particularly because you've seen him play in a similar system in Cleveland. So to bring him in as a backup quarterback right now, he's an upgrade over what you have in John Wolford. And so I know this on Thursday night is a tough deal if he has to play. But, man, to get a guy of that caliber as a backup quarterback, you have to do it, because if he does turn out to be someone that you have value in, you're still going to be able to re-sign him at a huge discount to back up Matthew Stafford. To me, this was a no-lose proposition for the LA Rams. It gives them an opportunity to upgrade the quarterback room while also seeing if this player still has some value either for them or for someone else down the line.
Let me give you my off-the-wall comment on this one, totally out of left field. But I was just thinking about this when he signed with LA. Like, I hope for Baker's sake that this works out and he's going to get another opportunity and he'll extend out his career. But, Buck, I've joked about it, and I don't know where you are on this, but I think Baker Mayfield's the best acting quarterback that I've ever seen. And we can look at the commercials with Peyton Manning, which are great, and Tom Brady can do his thing. I think he's nails. I think this dude could legitimately act and be an actor. And now he's in Los Angeles, so you get a little free time. If you do end up being the backup quarterback there going forward, dabble a little bit. Let's get Baker some more work here. The commercials have been outstanding, so let's give him a little more.
I mean, why not? I mean, that is part of it. He's going to have some downtime when the season is over, off-season plans. I know he tends to like L.A. You talk about the work that he was able to do with all of those commercials. Yeah, he can dibble and dabble. And no matter what people may say about his NFL career, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. And that always carries some cachet, because even watching him do the Heisman House and that stuff, he's funny. He's legit funny. He has timing. Why not? He now can be an intern out here in La La Land.
Yeah, no, I like that. It's a little bonus for him being out in Los Angeles. When you look at this Rams team, I know we've talked about it previously, and we talked about how maybe they could tear it down and try and build it back and change course, change philosophy a little bit. I know there's some pushback on that because of all the injuries, and oh, they can just get healthy, then they can make a run. Could you foresee a future where, you know, Baker Mayfield ends up being that guy for them? I mean, maybe it's, Matt Stafford, if he doesn't want to play anymore, or, you know, injuries in the future. Is this something you would aggressively try and work something out with him to try and get him on backup money and have that as your insurance plan?
Well, I think so, because I think a lot of it depends on how do you feel internally about Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford has accomplished everything that you can accomplish in a National Football League. Now at the tail end of his career, maybe he's getting beat up a little bit. Maybe he doesn't want to go through that anymore. You know, if they cut his season short, which it appears that's what they're going to do, now you need to start having a backup plan in place. Is Baker Mayfield that guy? Because he played in a similar system, you think about bringing him back. Maybe you sign him to a Chase Daniel-like deal where you keep him in the fold and he's the guy that is next up. Because when you don't have first-round picks in the next couple of years, you have to figure out, if Matthew Stafford departs, how are we going to sustain this level of success with a quarterback? Can we work with Baker Mayfield? I think these next 4 or 5 weeks, opportunity for Sean McVay to see how he works with Baker Mayfield, to see how Baker Mayfield works within the team, see how Baker Mayfield flourishes within the system. I think all those things have more than just a 2022 in mind. There still has to be a little 2023, 2024 in the conversation. When you're looking at Baker Mayfield with the Rams, I think they certainly are going to kick the tires and see if he does have a future for them, maybe as a long-term QB1 when Stafford does eventually hang him up.
Here's a question for you. When you consider all things involved here, health being a big part of it, is it crazy to say that the Seattle Seahawks with Geno Smith have kind of the most stable quarterback room right now inside this division as you look into next year?
Absolutely. As crazy as it may seem, DJ, the Seattle Seahawks are a couple wins away from Geno Smith entering the MVP conversation. Like, as crazy as that sounded prior to the season, Geno Smith has absolutely played at a high level for the Seattle Seahawks. And this team is competing for a playoff berth. No one expected that. And then when you think about the injury with Jimmy Garoppolo, the uncertainty with Matthew Stafford and now Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and what could go on with the Arizona Cardinals, yeah, if you're Pete Carroll and John Snyder, you look around and say, you know what? I feel pretty good about what we have. I feel pretty good about Geno Smith being a solution, even if it's short term. And I don't know if anybody would have said that prior to this year.
Heck no. That was going to be the most unstable one, guaranteed to be in the quarterback market. They got extra picks in the Russell Wilson trade. They're going to need him because they don't have their quarterback in the organization. So there's so much up in the air there. And you come into the season thinking, okay, you've got Stafford coming off of a Super Bowl where he played outstanding. Well, now he's been hurt. You've got Kyler Murray who gets all the money. Well, his play hasn't been great, and you've got some turmoil there within that organization. So that's kind of a mess. You think, okay, well, San Francisco, they're going to hand the reins off to Trey Lance. He gets hurt. So then you go back to Garoppolo, and now he gets hurt. So going into next year, you know, who's that guy going to be? You know, you'd think Trey Lance is going to get another shot to be that guy, but there's no guarantees there. Just bizarre that Seattle has kind of landed in this spot where they have a stable quarterback room, and now they got a boatload of picks that I don't know they necessarily need to address that position. I don't think anybody saw that coming at all, except maybe Pete Carroll and Josh Snyder did, but I bet you, Buck, if you gave them truth serum, I don't think they thought Geno would play at this high of a level.
No, and you just never know. I mean, we really hadn't seen anything like this. I mean, the Geno Smith story, not to this level, but it's very similar to Rich Gannon. I mean, you talk about a player that goes and he languishes for a long time, then he finally gets an opportunity. And what he finds is he finds a team and a system that perfectly fit his talent. And now he's flourishing. The team loves him because he's matured enough that he's a nice leader and he understands exactly what's expected of him, and it works. And because his ego is out of it, and because the team is kind of back to playing the way that Pete Carroll has always wanted to play, yeah, it works. And I also can see Pete Carroll liking Geno because right now he's not having any issues with the quarterback. There's not this tug of war on playing style and what we should do and how we should do it. And that everyone is heading in the right direction. And as a head coach, man, you certainly like those days, particularly when you have success.
Yeah, no doubt. Interesting stuff, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to look at the 2020 class of quarterbacks, which has been a really good group. And a lot of ebbs and flows with who would you rather have as they've kind of gone through their careers. Bucky has wrote a great article on this. We're going to dig into that right after this break. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
The 2020 draft class, Buck, was a great quarterback draft class. If you want to go back into time here, that is Joe Burrow was the first off the board, followed by Tua, followed by Herbert. We had Jordan Love go late in the first round. Then you had Jalen Hurts come off the board. So big time dudes here. In this draft class, at least a few of them here. You've gone back and you've identified how you would rank them, and then you've also identified their superpower. So I'll give you the floor here, and you can and let us sit on this thing.
You know, DJ, everyone compares the best quarterback classes in the draft to the 1983 quarterback class when you have John Elway and Dan Marino and all those guys came through, Jim Kelly. And it was a magical class. You see the Hall of Famers come out of there. When you look at this class, the 2020 class, you talk about some legitimate players that appear to be on that path to also maybe getting the gold jacket at the end of their career. So we talk about Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. Now the emergence of Jalen Hurts. You see Tua Tagovailoa beginning to play at a high level. I thought it would be the perfect time to let's go back and look at the class now that we've seen them play and maybe restack the board. And so I'll go back and I'll talk about number one. And in number one, I think the guy who has really emerged as maybe the best quarterback of the class when it comes to the prototypes. Let's talk about Justin Herbert. Now, you get a chance to see him every week. But, DJ, when I look at Herbert, he is everything that you want at the position. You talk about the size. You talk about the arm talent. You talk about the pedigree when it comes to playing the position the right way. He does all of those things. And the numbers are just ridiculous. I'm sitting here looking. He has already passed Andrew Luck for the most 300-yard passing games in the first three seasons of NFL history. He is fourth in passing yards and tied for seventh in the NFL in passing touchdowns. And he hasn't had his full complement of weapons all of the time. And so when you think about that, you think about how he plays the position, to me, it's a no-brainer. You can't find guys with this kind of arm talent.
Yeah, rare talent. And I go back, as you're going through these, Bucky, I'll tell you where I had him coming into the draft and what I said about him and kind of in my notes there. And you can kind of see how these guys have grown. With Herbert, he was my third quarterback in that class behind Burrow and Tua. Talked about the size, mobility, arm strength, big-time wow throws. I thought his front side did fly open, which could impact his accuracy. You can use him in the QB run game. The negatives, you know, is a little bit robotic, and he'll guide the ball. I think the robotic stuff has kind of come out of his game to a degree. You've seen the more of a playmaker side of him than maybe we saw in college with what he's done. And you nailed it with, you know, the impact of not having guys healthy around him this year. When you're missing your all-pro left tackle, you missed your right tackle, Trey Pipkins, for a few games as well. Corey Linsley, your all-pro centers, missed a bunch of time. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams basically haven't played together the whole year. So he hasn't had his guys. So I think people are looking at the numbers this year and taking a dip and saying, oh, has he reached his potential? Have we seen the best of Justin Herbert, even though it's really good? There's nothing left for him to do in terms of growth. Now, I think once the pieces are in place around him and stay healthy, I think you can see him take it to a whole nother level. And talent-wise, just pure talent, I'm with you on that in terms of his talent making him the most talented of this group, Buck.
Yeah, so that's the tough thing because the next guy is Joe Burrow, right? Joe Burrow was the number one overall pick. Joe Burrow has already led his team to the Super Bowl. But the difference is this is a beauty pageant. So if you're asking me as a scout, what would I prefer? Oh, I'm going to go with bigger, faster, stronger. And so that's why Justin Herbert gets denied because he also has the production to back it up. But make no mistake about it, Joe Burrow is the deal. Or as the young kids say, Joe Burrow is him. And he is him because his processing speed, his ability to play the game quick, to play it like a point guard running the floor on a fast break, that's what makes you love him. Because when I look at the Cincinnati Bengals, I look at the weapons that they have around him, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, he has everything that you could want. And he does a great job of distributing the ball to his playmakers, letting them go to work. But it's not only that part of his game, right? It's not about the playmaking. It's not about the production. To me, the best part of his game is the swag, the confidence, the composure, the poise that he brings to the field. That has changed the franchise for the Cincinnati Bengals. They went from a downtrodden franchise that, look, they were hoping to win games to now they expect to win games. In fact, not only do they expect to win games, they went to a Super Bowl last year. And I think right now you could say that maybe they should be the front runner to go back to back and representing the AFC. And a lot of that is due to number 9. Joe Burrow is the real deal.
Yeah, he was my top quarterback coming to that draft class. I go back and look at my notes, Buck. You know, accuracy, football intelligence, pocket awareness, big time swagger. I didn't think he had a huge arm, but I had written down a note which somebody had given me. I don't remember if it was with a coach or if it was Jordan Palmer who had been training him, but said this is the kind of guy you're gonna think he's very average at the driving range, and he's gonna go out and shoot 68 on the golf course. That's kind of how he is, and he's just. You know, it's an overused phrase. It's a cliche, but he's a winner. And what I mean by that, in winning moments when you need winning plays, he delivers. He's done that with the Cincinnati Bengals during his career, as you mentioned, getting them within a whisker of a world championship last year. So I can't argue with anybody that would say, you know, you start all over with this draft that you would go with the guy who's already been in the Super Bowl. I can't place an argument there based off what Joe Burrow has accomplished so far in his career, Buck.
No, you can't, DJ. And you know what I love about doing these exercises with you is it goes back and there's so much to be learned from looking back at how you graded players and prospects and how they ultimately perform. And so the first two guys we talked about, more of your classic traditional quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, like they're the guys that you normally see man the position. Jalen Hurts is different. Jalen Hurts, to me, has probably been where I would say the biggest learning opportunity has come for me. And the reason why is because so much of what we do is we put all the emphasis on the traits and how they throw it and their size and all that. And I don't know if we look at the intangibles enough. And when I look at Jalen Hurts, it is the intangible qualities that he brings to the quarterback position that have made him, I'm going to say this, made him a great player. He has gone from average to good, good to great. And this year he's playing at an MVP level. And part of the reason why is because he gets it. His connectivity with his teammates, the chemistry that he has within that offense, and the toughness and grit, the resiliency that he's brought to the Eagles, it fits the team. And oh, by the way, he's a good athlete, so he's added a running element to the offense, and he's an ever-improving passer. This guy has been the biggest wild card in this draft class. For him to be slotted behind Burrow and Herbert, man, we could have taken these odds and gone to Vegas and been millionaires. Because I don't think anybody saw this when he was coming out.
Yeah, he was my fifth guy. And if you remember in that draft, we had had that discussion when I put out my last 150. I said, Buck, there's one player that I don't have in my top 50. And it keeps me up at night because I feel like I'm going to regret it. And it was Jalen Hurts. And so I put him in my top 50 at the very end as my 50th guy. And the notes on here, gun, a lot of zone reads, quick game. He's got excellent velocity. Question the vision and the anticipation. His feet can be a little bit late to follow his eyes. I wrote Dak Prescott question mark. Could this be a Dak Prescott type player?
Yes.
But as we had said at the time, you know, the stuff that he didn't have, you know, was the focus. And when you take the focus off what he didn't have and you focus on the arm strength, the athleticism, the intelligence, the competes, the work ethic, like, you just put all that stuff together and you're like, you bet on those guys. They're going to figure out the other stuff. And he's worked his way into being a better passer. He's worked on connecting his eyes with his feet. He's gotten better in those departments. And I think while maybe folks don't think about these guys in the same vein, I think that's like the Josh Allen lesson, right? When we talked about that, does he have it all figured out? Mm-hmm. No, but the intangibles are so good and he has all of the physical tools. Those guys figure it out, man.
They do figure it out. And it goes back to like this little nugget that I learned from this book by Jim Collins. It talks about good to great. And the number one thing he talked about when you turn around an organization, first is the who, then the what. You get the right people on the bus, then you figure out where the location is. And he is the right person. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about the intangible qualities, the characteristics that you have to be successful, he embodies it. And so I'm not surprised by the Philadelphia Eagles' success because the guy who is leading the team is built the right way. That's why the Eagles are flourishing. That's also why he's playing at an MVP level. But let's go. The last quarterback on the list, who's the fourth guy, who a lot of people, like, it's such a polarizing prospect, Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa is fourth, and I have him behind Jalen Hurts just because he doesn't have the track record of production that the other guys have. But this year let us know why we really liked him in the beginning. This year has let us know why there was a tank for Tua campaign that floated in fan bases around the NFL. Because this guy can deal. He's a distributor. I think you've talked about him being the casino dealer at the blackjack table, just slinging cards around. When you surround him with playmakers, allow him to throw RPOs in quick game, they're few better, which is why he leads the league in completion percentage, why he ranks as one of the top guys when it comes to passer rating. Because now the Miami Dolphins have not only put him in a system that plays to his strengths, they've surrounded him with the right kind of weapons to allow him to do his deal. Yeah, we could talk about that. Is it the weapons? Is it him? Is he a truck or a trailer? I don't know. But what I do know, this year he's balling out of control, so I want to give him his flowers.
Yeah, no, I go back and look at it, Buck. I had him as the second quarterback in that draft. That's the first note I have on there. He's a card dealer because everything he does is just at his best RPOs, get the ball out, and just think of a Vegas dealer just shooting those cards across the table so quick with how he, you know, how he sees quick feet, quick eyes, quick arm. RPO specialist, he throws the firm base, he can manipulate safeties. We've seen a lot of that this year. You know, the injury, I think a lot of people have discounted and haven't taken that into account, where this guy was hurt coming into the league. That was a little bit of the adjustment period, just getting his legs back underneath him after the injuries that he'd suffered. So, look, they put the right pieces around him. I don't know the name of the show, Buck. It's the Simon Cowell one, I guess, in Europe or in Britain. It was either Britain's Got Talent or X Factor. I don't remember the name of it. But I do know that there was the boy band One Direction that came over there, and they all auditioned as individuals. And Simon Cowell said, "You know what? You guys need to be a group. I'm going to put you guys all together." And then as a group, they went on to have success. I know they've since branched off, but the whole point being, Tua is not an individual. Tua needs to be with a group. You got to put him with some other guys. When you put him with other guys, they make sweet music, man. But he's not not Herbert in that. You could take Herbert and throw him anywhere, and he's going to be successful. You got to have the pieces in place. That's not a bad thing. That's your job as an organization. Put the pieces around him, and then go make yourself some sweet One Direction pop, little boy band pop music. You know, whatever they do.
Oh, it's always funny because my son would be so mad if I said, like, he's like one of the Avengers, but he doesn't necessarily have all the superpowers of the other guys. But if you put him in the group, he can rock with them. And that's what it is. The group, Jalen Hurts, Tyreek Hill, Mike Gesicki, the running backs that they have behind him, you surround him with those guys, oh, he plays like a superhero. And so that is what we're seeing, what we're also seeing. And this is the one thing that we never can factor in when it comes to the evaluation. Man, the right coach, the right scheme, the right guy to kind of breathe confidence into the player makes a difference. The version of Tua Tagovailoa that we're seeing under Mike McDaniel is a different version than the one we saw under Brian Flores and company. Part of that is because Mike McDaniel's made a concerted effort to make sure that Tua knows that he believes in him, showed him 700 of his throws and kept reiterating, you are a dude. This is why you're a dude. Man, that confidence is everything and is one of the reasons why he's playing well, but also why these other guys are playing well, because they have advocates in their corner. You can't underestimate that advocacy and how important it is to your success.
Maybe he's Harry Styles. Maybe he needed the group. And then eventually he breaks off from the group, and then he's a star doing movies and all the other crap that he's doing. You know, I know way too much about this. This is going to kill my credibility with this One Direction stuff. All right, that's it. Let's cut it right there. Stop right there before I get myself in any more trouble. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and look at the college football playoff. We'll dig into that right after this. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
NFL Plus is here, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football. You can stream live, local, and primetime games on your phone or tablet, 45-minute game replays with NFL Plus Premium, and more. This is the NFL for every fan. This is football freedom. This is your game on the go. Go to plus.nfl.com and sign up now. DJ, this is one of my favorite times of year. We're now in bowl season, and I know some of the bowls have been diminished, but the one thing that everyone always pays attention to is the college football playoff. We got great matchups because we have TCU and Michigan. We got Georgia taking on Ohio State. But let's dig into that little TCU-Michigan matchup. What are you excited about? What are you looking for? What do you want to see?
Well, I want to see this Michigan front. You know, last year much was made about Ojabo and Hutchinson, and then once they moved on, there's going to be nothing left for this Michigan group. I actually think they're pretty darn good up front again. They've got size. They're enormous at defensive tackle. So can they control and dominate the game there? And can they get some of that interior push on Max Duggan, just kind of make him uncomfortable? That, to me, I think will be a big key in this ball game. If they can do that, I think Michigan just has more guys. I'm kind of leaning in that direction for them to be able to pull this thing off. But again, I thought, remember last year, everybody saying, those two guys leave and their defense going to kind of fall apart. Not so fast.
No, not so fast at all. I think the big thing for me when I look at Michigan is just the way that Jim Harbaugh has built this team. And I think he has built this team to eventually compete with the heavyweights that we talk about when we look at Georgia and those things. Big, fast, physical. You see their brand of toughness in their play and the fact that he has turned it around. Because remember, there were people talking about getting rid of Jim Harbaugh. He has responded with back-to-back Big Ten titles, back-to-back appearances in the college football playoff, and they have an opportunity to advance to the final if they play their style of game. The problem is they're playing a scrappy TCU team that has a really nice quarterback. What do you think about TCU?
Well, I mean, look, he's a fun quarterback. He can run around, he can make some plays, he can do some things. And Johnson on the outside is a big-time receiver. They have a knack of coming back and making things happen in ball games. I think when you look on the whole, I just don't know if they're going to be able to block these guys up front, Buck. That, to me, would be the biggest question mark for this group.
Yeah, Max Duggan's done a good job of bringing him back. I like the toughness. I like the fight. I like the way that he is. Kind of shown some of that playmaking ability that you want to see from your quarterback. But I tend to agree with you, man. It's going to be a hard matchup. Just the way that Michigan plays, they're going to kind of lure you into this phone booth, and you're going to have to fight your way out of it. And I just don't know if they have enough big bodies to kind of get with that. And then on the other side, Georgia, Ohio State. Georgia's, I can't quite call them the evil empire yet, but man, they are kind of the preeminent program when it comes to the talent that they have and the way that Kirby Smart has those guys playing.
Yeah, I mean, they've got big time dudes. I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to seeing their tight end room and seeing what those guys do out there with Bowers and Washington. They're just enormous. Wow. They're athletic. They make plays. Watching those guys is going to be fun. Ohio State, when you look at that group, again, I want to see Stroud's the main attraction there. How does he do? He's going to be under pressure, probably more pressure than he's seen. I know the tackles from Ohio State. I've done the left tackle. I still have to do work on the right tackle, but they're both NFL guys. So that'll be a good fight in the trenches. I just think Georgia has so many waves of guys they can throw at you. And Ohio State, in terms of slowing those guys down, when Michigan's throwing all over the place on you, I think they have a lot more things they can throw at you at Georgia. I would lean heavy in Georgia on this one. I think we're headed towards Georgia and Michigan here in a final.
Yeah, now it'd be interesting because Ohio State gets a reprieve. They get a mulligan. Having a disappointing showing in the big game, they now get to take on a Georgia team that will undoubtedly test their toughness. And so they can answer questions about their toughness and those things. I think the big thing in C.J. Stroud, this is a great evaluation tool for the evaluators to see what he looks like against an NFL defense. Last year, we got a chance to see Bryce Young against that defense. And even though there's a year separating, you know people will make the compare contrast with how Bryce Young played against Georgia versus how C.J. Stroud performs against them. And so to watch him have to deal with the size up front, the persistent pressure, but then the athletes on the outside because the windows will be a little tighter. Let's see how C.J. Stroud performs against those guys. Not saying that he hasn't faced good competition or great competition in the Big Ten. It is a little different when you're dealing with Georgia. We'll get a chance to really see the real C.J. Stroud come out.
Yeah, no doubt. Last game I want to get to here before we jump out of here. Who do we have in the state championship? And I think you're on the road, right? You're heading up to Northern California here, trying to get this title, bring it back home.
Oh, man, it's a tough one, man. We got to go on the road. We got to go to Novato. We're taking on a really good team in San Marin, a team that is going for their back-to-back state title. Really solid squad. So my guys got their work cut out for them. We can go on the road, see if we can get a dub, see if we can get it done some way, somehow.
All right, let's go Granada Hills. Let's bring this thing home, Buck. Again, it's been fun. What an accomplishment for you and the program. They're excited to follow you guys. I'll be on Max Preps checking the scores, as I always do. Is Friday or Saturday? What day are we playing?
Saturday night, 6 o'clock, in the rain.
Oh, beautiful. All right, let's go get them. In the rain, you like to run the rock? That's perfect. We'll take it. Let's go get them. Let's go get a championship here for the podcast. Let's do it. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. We'll catch you next week right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.